I'd like to welcome you back to Love Notes, your Friday night ritual inside of the Passion Zone. I'm Allie Thies. I am the host of Love Notes, where we talk about love anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how we're flowing. And believe it or not, we are closing out on February. We've talked about choosing love. We've talked about what remains after the roses fade. And tonight, we're talking about something many people don't admit out loud. What happens when love is feeling calm? It's not electric. There's no drama involved. You're not obsessed. It's just a nice, steady energy. And sometimes that steadiness can be, well, a bit confusing. Because many of us are conditioned to believe that passion should be this rush, this overwhelming desire, and that butterflies equal destiny and intensity equals chemistry. But intensity is not the same as intimacy, and chaos is not the same as connection. Tonight's episode is all about redefining what passion actually looks like when it's healthy. So, if you've ever felt bored by peace, if you've ever questioned a calm relationship because it didn't feel volatile, and if you've ever mistaken anxiety for attraction, well, this episode is for you. And let's start with the poem. This is Love Her Wild by Atticus. This is just a slow section. She was not fireworks. She was a slow burn, steady and bright, long after the sparks had faded. You don't always fall in love with the loudest heart. Sometimes you fall for the one that stays steady when everything else flickers. Ooh, loving that little bit of poem. Because we are culturally obsessed with fireworks, aren't we? But fireworks, they can disappear in seconds. And a slow burn warms you through the seasons. Calm love doesn't lack depth. What it lacks is instability. For someone used to emotional highs and the lows, steadiness can feel flat. But sometimes what feels flat is actually regulated. When love doesn't spike your anxiety, you may not feel the adrenaline rush. Instead, you feel peace. And peace, to anybody, can feel unfamiliar. Tonight, we honor the slow burn. Which brings us to our first dedication from Sophie. And she wrote, I kept waiting for the drama, but it never came. Instead, you just kept showing up. I think that's wonderful. And she wants me to play Yellow by Coldplay. So let's give this a listen. So that was Yellow by Coldplay. Very nice song. Good going. You know, with this song, she's just saying, you know, I love you so, right? And there's simplicity, isn't there, with that statement. There's no chaos. There's no manipulation. There's no push and pull. It's just clarity. For someone who grew up associating one of those words, with love, steadiness can feel, well, it can feel almost suspicious. But when someone keeps showing up, not necessarily loudly, not dramatically, just consistently, right? Your nervous system slowly learns a new rhythm, a wonderful rhythm. Yes, which moves us into the romance book spotlight of the week. You know, I'm sitting here wondering as I'm looking at the dashboard for TikTok Live Studio, that if I wanted to show a book trailer or a movie trailer, I wonder if I could do such a thing. I don't know. I can hit sources. I'm not going to try it right now. It's just something I've been thinking about because I would love to be able to show book trailers here and movie trailers so that you guys can at least know what I'm talking about if you want to watch the movie or grab the book. So, this week, the romance book spotlight is The Flatshare. Yes, this was published back in 2019. And this is a novel that unfolds gradually. Okay, there's no big reveals. It unfolds gradually about two people who share an apartment, but not time. Communicating, well, through notes. And it builds intimacy through patience, through boundaries, through listening, through emotional care. It is not explosive. It's intentional. And intentional love does last. Yes, it does. So if you read that book, let me know if you enjoy it. I always like to know if someone takes a gander to one of the books I suggest. That if you read it, if you like it or not, oh, I don't mean to yawn, but there it is. Nonetheless, I'm still yawning. So, this gets us into the second dedication already of tonight's show. And this is from a person in San Diego. And they write, "We don't fight, we talk." And that's new for me. Well, I can understand that. It's new for a lot of people, and you don't put a lot of dramatic fighting into your day in and day out relationship. Talking things through and coming to a negotiation, a conclusion, is always a good thing. And they want me to play Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga. So let's play that. Love that song, Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga. Made me wish I had a lighter, because back in the day, when they were doing a good ballad at a concert, we would light up our lighters and hold them up in the air. Can you believe that? The lighters were part of every concert, you know, because they used to be able to smoke inside of venues. So people had their cigarettes, they had their joints, they had whatever else they could bring in. But we always had our lighters so that we could do, you know, put the light on when they sang a good ballad. But that song, you know, when you're used to emotional volatility, and that happens with a lot of people, calm communication can feel, well, kind of anticlimactic, doesn't it? But communication without escalation, well, guys, that's maturity. All right? That's part of being an adult. It means no threats, no withdrawal, no emotional punishment. Just a conversation that usually includes negotiation. Peace is not boring. Peace is secure. And I love it. How you guys doing? Everyone doing well? I can tell that I've talked a lot this week. Because as I'm talking now, my throat is actually starting to hurt, the muscles in my throat. Because I had over 31 clients this week. Plus the podcasts I do and everything else. So I've done a lot of talking, which is usually A-okay. But this week was just crazy busy. Yeah, Alex, crazy busy was right. And my appointments just kept coming one right after the other. Always happy to be of service, always happy and grateful to help people. But I've done a lot of talking this week, for sure. So let's talk about tonight's desire drop, shall we? One of my favorite parts of Love Notes. Home is magnetic. It is. You gotta ask yourself, do I equate chaos with chemistry? Do you? Do you feel more alive when you're uncertain? A lot of people feel that way, believe it or not. Or do I feel most myself when I'm safe? I'm number three. I feel the most myself when I'm safe. I am big into safety. I am big into boundaries. And I like to keep them for people. But there's a lot of people out there that confuse nervous system activation with passion. Okay. But anxiety is not attraction. Sustainable desire, it feels very grounded, very like you're at home, being under the blanket, right? Just feeling very grounded. And that type of connection builds slowly. It deepens over time. It doesn't crash after the two of you have an argument, right? You know, I've talked to a lot of couples over the years, and they have an argument, and then somebody's packing to move out, or telling them to lose my phone number and blocks them, takes them off their social media. People are so dramatic. They really are. What they need to do is listen to each other. Actually listen to people. Okay. You hear what they're saying, but you're not actually listening to what they're saying. Those are two different things. But stable attraction creates a deeper sensuality between the pair. It's better sex. It's better communication. It's better fighting. It's better everything. It's better quiet moments. Right? Right. So already, we are just humming along here this evening. Already, we are on dedication number three. Can you believe that? Now, if you would like to make a dedication for next week's show, and I really hope you do, please go to thepassionzone.com, click on Love Notes. You can leave your dedication. You can also, if you're listening to the podcast version, look in the show's notes below. There's the link. Click on it. Send it away. If you are joining me live on TikTok, I switched the URL that I have in my profile. You're welcome, kitty cat. I switched the profile link. Now it goes to my Etsy store for intimacy cards and fun things at the Etsy store. But at the store, you can also get a link for the dedication page. All right. So no matter what you're doing, one way or the other, you can dedicate a song to somebody. All right. So this next dedication comes from Aria in Philadelphia. I used to think love had to hurt to be real. Boy, was I wrong. All right. Excellent to figure that out. And they want me to play Somewhere Only We Knew by Keen, I believe the last name is. And if I got it wrong, I apologize profusely. Oh, I had never heard that song before, and I like it. Somewhere Only We Know. But I think the last name is Keen. K-E-A-N-E, I think. Yeah. And you know what? There's a vulnerability in admitting that chaos once was a big part of your life, right? If love in your past involved tension, instability, or emotional swings, calm can feel, well, a bit foreign. But healthy love does not exhaust you. It restores you. When someone proves that love does not require suffering, it rewrites your internal blueprint. Yes, indeed, you do. And yeah, Alex, you never heard it either. Yeah, that was a good song. I like these different songs I'm discovering every week. I tend to get a playlist that I like, and I just listen to those songs over and over again until I'm sick of it. So, yeah, this is learning new songs, expanding my music as we do Love Notes. So it's wonderful. And what else is wonderful? Well, one of my favorite parts of Love Notes. This is all about soulful connections. Oh, yes. With soulful connections, calm is not the absence of chemistry. It's not. It is the presence of regulation. And regulated love looks like consistent behavior, emotional responsibility, conflict resolution, mutual respect, and secure attachment. Two regulated nervous systems connecting create space for depth. And you know what? You know what depth doesn't need? It doesn't need drama. Drama often masks insecurity. Alignment creates steadiness. Steadiness creates longevity. When two people can remain present during discomfort, that is powerful. That is real. That is magnetic. Yes, indeed, you do. And we have a visualization that goes with that little bit. This is all about choosing stability, which, you know what? I think a lot of us need a visualization like this to choose stability because we're not used to it. It's not something we grew up with. It's not something we haven't had. It is not something we've had in our relationships. So yeah, let's do this visualization, this imagination exercise about stability. So let's get comfortable. All right. Get a bit comfortable. Get myself a nice little drink of water there. Oh. So find a quiet, comfortable space where you can sit or lie down undisturbed. Allow your body to settle naturally into a position that feels supportive and safe. Let your hands rest softly by your side or over your heart. Let's take our first slow, deep breath in through your nose, counting gently to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. Now release it slowly through your mouth for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Again, let's inhale for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. Let's release it slowly through your mouth for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. Allow your breathing to return to a natural rhythm. Imagine tension melting away from your shoulders, softening your jaw, relaxing your chest, unclenching your belly. Let your whole body grow a bit heavier. It is supported. It's safe. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine standing in a peaceful landscape at sunrise. The sky is soft gold and pale pink. The air is still. There is no storm gathering, no sudden wind, no shifting ground beneath your feet. In front of you stands a simple, beautiful home. Its windows glow warmly from within. The door is gently open. This home represents a relationship without unpredictability. Notice what you feel as you look at it. There are no emotional roller coasters here. No guessing games, no waiting in anxiety. Just steadiness, consistency, clarity. Now bring your awareness to your body. Does your chest soften or tighten? Does your breath deepen or become shallow? Simply notice. If your body feels relief, allow that relief to spread throughout your body. If there is resistance, gently become curious. Where do you feel it? In your chest? In your stomach? In your throat? Place a gentle hand over that area in your imagination. Softly ask yourself, what feels unfamiliar about peace? Allow any answer to rise naturally. Now imagine in your hands appears a small flickering flame. This flame represents the story you've been told about passion. Look how it burns. Is it wild and unstable? Chaotic and consuming? Or steady and strong? Now gently ask yourself, what story am I attached to about passion? Did you learn that love equals adrenaline? That anxiety means chemistry? That unpredictability means it matters? Now imagine adjusting the flame. Let it become steady, strong, grounded. This is passion without chaos. Depth without fear. Intensity rooted in safety. Notice how your body responds to this steadier flame. Now turn again toward the warm home. Take a slow step toward it. With each step you take, say silently, "I choose peace." I choose consistency. I choose safety. I choose love that stays. Feel yourself cross the threshold. Beneath your feet, feel the solid floor beneath you. The calm air around you. Imagine sitting with someone who shows up clearly and consistently. Notice your nervous system settling. Your heart beating slower. Your breath deepening. This is what stability feels like. Choosing stability is not settling. It is self-respect. It is emotional maturity. It is breaking patterns that no longer serve you. Place your hand over your heart. Silently repeat to yourself, "I am allowed to choose peace. I release the belief that chaos equals passion. I trust that steady love can be deeply fulfilling. I choose relationships that nourish me. Now imagine a soft golden light filling the room. This light represents your future self, grounded and secure. You do not confuse anxiety with chemistry. You trust consistency. You trust peace. You want peace. You whisper to yourself, "Stability does not remove passion. It allows passion to last." Let that truth settle into your body. Bring your awareness back to your breath. Inhale slowly. Exhale gently. Feel the surface beneath you. Wiggle your fingers. Move your toes. Take one final deep breath in and release fully. When you are ready, gently open your eyes. Carry this with you. Peace is not boring. Consistency is attractive. Calm love is powerful love. And you may want a journal. Maybe you can ask yourself, what sensations arose when I imagined stability? Where did I feel resistance? What old story about passion am I ready to release? What would it look like to define passion as safety and depth instead of chaos? And this week, notice where calm feels unfamiliar. And instead of pulling away, pause, breathe, let your body learn that steadiness is safe. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that visualization. Stable steadiness is a good thing. It's something we should all have as part of our lives. And something else that we should have part of our lives, thank you, Alex, is the romantic movie Spotlight this week, which is all about Midnight in Paris is the name. And this film explores longing for fantasy versus embracing reality. The main character, well, they romanticize the past, only to realize the present holds what's real, right? Calm love often lives in the present, because that's the only time you can feel something or change something, is in the present. Fantasy lives in intensity, and a lot of times it lives in chaos. Choosing real over romanticized, well, that's a sign of maturity, whether you like it or not. All right. So for this last dedication of the evening, this is from Danielle in Phoenix. And all she says is, you're not dramatic.
What?
All right. So for Danielle in Phoenix, she wants me to play Latch by Disclosure featuring Sam Smith. And I admit, I don't believe I've heard this song either, so let's give it a whirl.
That had a very happy vibe.
Kind of, you know, as Alex, as you put it, very club-like. Very club-like vibe. Loved it. Security. It creates space for sensuality. It does. When you trust someone, your body opens up differently to them. There's less tension, less hypervigilance, less scanning. Dependability doesn't dull attraction. It deepens it. Stability is seductive because it allows vulnerability. Yes, indeedy do. And here we are at the end already. Love, well, it does not always roar in. Sometimes it hums. Sometimes it feels calm instead of chaotic. And if calm feels unfamiliar, that doesn't mean it's wrong. It could mean that you're healing. The slow burn lasts longer than fireworks. I'll see you next Friday, where love continues to evolve.